This is Classical IPR in Concert. Hello, I'm Nancy Deneen. The Northwestern Michigan College Concert Band and Choral Ensembles are featured on this week's program. The conductors are Patricia Brumbaugh and Jeffrey Cobb. The concert took place before things shut down on February 28th of this year. You're listening to Ensembles from Northwestern Michigan College on Interlochen Public Radio, this week's Classical IPR in Concert.
Good evening, everyone, to all of you brave souls who are here tonight. Thank you for being here. This means you truly are an honest-to-God groupie now. You have the badge, I'm sure of it. The weather's not great, but you're going to hear some wonderful singing tonight, and we always love this concert because we get to do something different. And, you know, we rehearse the pieces without the choir, and, you know, they're nice. But then the choir comes in on Wednesday, and they perform them with us, and it's like, wow, everybody in the band said, we had no idea. So this is going to be really fun, and you're in for a treat. That first piece was called Victory, as you can see from your program, by our own Jeff Cobb. And Jeff is a wonderful composer, has written many, many wonderful pieces. And that was just one of them. You're going to hear another one a little bit later. The next piece on the program, St. Louis Blues. If you've ever been to Memphis and you've been to Beale Street, you've seen the statue of W.C. Handy, father of the blues. And this is a piece, one of the first pieces that he wrote, and one of his most famous. St. Louis Blues, popular American song, composed in 1914. So, you know, the interesting thing is back in 1914, there weren't many places that W.C. Handy could perform his own music or go to hear it performed. So we've come a long way, baby. It was one of the first blues songs to really succeed as a pop song. And it remains fundamental to every jazz musician's repertoire. If you're a jazz musician, you know the St. Louis Blues because somebody's going to request it at some venue or another. Handy was, and for the time, this was really unusual. W.C. Handy was a college-educated musician who was really thought very highly of during his time. Again, the father of the blues and one of the most influential American songwriters of all times. He was not the first person to perform or publish the blues, but he's the one who made it famous. In September of 1892, this is really interesting and very timely for today, and we wonder why people don't want to be teachers. In September of 1892, Handy traveled to Birmingham to take a teaching exam. Well, he'd already been to college, so he passed it with flying colors. Easily passed it, got a teaching job in Birmingham, and after learning that it paid really poorly, which was such a shock, he quit that position and found industrial work at a pipe works plant in a nearby town. So that's our loss, the teaching profession's loss. Handy eventually made his way to Memphis, where if you've ever been to Memphis to Beale Street, you'll see his statue there, prominently displayed. So St. Louis Blues is one of his most popular works and was recorded by Tex Beneke. And this arrangement you're going to hear tonight, it's out of print, permanently out of print. So our librarian, Darren DePoy, found it online and found out that if we contacted his granddaughter, we could get the rights to the parts. So we contacted his granddaughter, and we paid for the parts and got them from her. So a little bit difficult to get the piece anymore, but it's still an amazing piece. This is the St. Louis Blues March.
Thank you.
This is Interlochen Public Radio's Classical IPR in Concert. You're listening to a concert from Northwestern Michigan College in February 2020.
Thank you. It's a fun tune. It's easy to see why it's so popular. This next tune is a big departure from that style of music. This is one of my favorite pieces and one of my favorite arrangements of this piece. And I think a lot of people don't know the story, the background story on this. Amazing Grace was a spiritual written by John Newton, who lived from 1725 to 1805. He was a slave ship captain who, after years of transporting slaves across the ocean to the New World, suddenly saw the divine grace, by divine grace, the evilness of his acts. It was first published in 1835, but he wrote this piece when he had his eye-opening experience coming across the Atlantic for the last time. And since 1835, Amazing Grace has grown to become one of the most beloved of all American spirituals. And you know why if you've ever sung it. I mean, we'll all remember that moment on stage at a memorial service when Barack Obama started singing Amazing Grace. It was an amazing moment. In 1993, one of my favorite composers, Frank Ticelli, was commissioned by Michigan State University's band director, John Whitwell, who happened to be my junior high and high school band director as well, went on to great things. John commissioned Frank to compose a new version of Amazing Grace for the concert band. And he wanted it to be written in memory of John's father, John Harvey Whitwell, who was a Southern preacher. And Frank wrote, in his words in the foreword to the music, "I wanted my setting of Amazing Grace to reflect the powerful simplicity of the words and the melody, to be sincere, to be direct, to be honest, and not through the use of novel harmonies or clever tricks, but by traveling traditional paths in search of truth and authenticity. I believe that music has the power to take us to a place that words cannot, that alone cannot. And so my own feelings about Amazing Grace reside in the settings itself." This is Frank Ticelli's Amazing Grace.
You're listening to Ensembles from Northwestern Michigan College on Interlochen Public Radio, this week's Classical IPR in Concert.
He can sing, he can play the saxophone, he can do it all. Nice job, Mark. Nice job. And we're changing because we're going to a whole other direction again. We're going to do a Sousa March. But this is one of the most unusual Sousa marches that he ever wrote. It was composed in 1923, and it calls for two of the prominent instruments in this are two very unlikely instruments to have in a march. That's the triangle and the tambourine. It's being a very important part of the percussion section. And these people have degrees in order to play these parts, I'm telling you. It was Sousa's intention to imitate Turkish music that's part of the colorful Shriner tradition. Have you ever seen a Shriner marching unit? And they're all in the colorful, and they look very Turkish, the costumes with the big ballooning. In fact, during the Civil War, there was a unit from New York that wore those kind of costumes. But this, they're real colorful, and the music of that period, or the music that is associated with what they call Turkish music, is also called Janissary music. If you hear anything about a Janissary band, and the Janissaries were the name of the military bodyguards of all of the Turkish sovereigns from the 15th century through the 19th century. And during the Crusades, the noblemen of Europe were fascinated by these Janissary bands. All these bodyguards had bands that, and they would protect their people, I don't know, with their trumpet or something. But they brought the style back to Europe, and European composers at that time were so fascinated by it that composers like Haydn, Mozart, and Beethoven incorporated this Janissary band thing into their music. The contemporary versions of the Janissary bands are part of the really colorful Shriner bands now that you see. And the Shriners aren't just the ones with the little motorcycles either. I mean, they actually have bands. And Sousa was a Shriner, so his temple was in Washington, D.C. So he wrote this march, and you're going to find that it's really different. Now, if you're a musician, you'll know this terminology. The first part of this march is written, the introduction and the first strain is written in B-flat minor, not the most popular of march key signatures. And they love it because by the time we get to the trio, they get to flat every single note except one. And everybody loves that. So this is Nobles of the Mystic Shrine.
Thank you.
So we're so pleased that the choir is with us this evening, and we're going to take a minute. And I'm going to bring Jeff Cobb to the stage. Please give a warm welcome to the head of the music department here at NMC and the conductor of the choral program as well, Professor Jeffrey Cobb.
Good evening, everyone. We're delighted to be here, and it's a thrill for us to share the stage with the concert band. We always look forward to this performance, and for me, it's always a thrill to get to collaborate with Pat, and it's great. Pat and I were colleagues way back when in TCAPS, and here we are, colleagues at NMC. So I feel fortunate to have such good friends and colleagues that we get to make great music with. The choir would like to offer an a cappella number. Many of you may recognize this piece. This is a piece called Hush, Somebody's Calling My Name. This is by Michigan's own Brazil Denard. Brazil was born in Detroit, got his education at Wayne State University. In fact, we just learned that our own Don Bell sang with Brazil in the Wayne State Glee Club just a couple years ago, though, yeah. But this piece, Brazil Denard was really kind of led a movement back in the 60s, 70s of bringing African-American spirituals out of the church and onto the concert stage. And he was instrumental in making that happen through his arrangements and through his conducting. He led several wonderful choirs, was also a music educator. And this arrangement has come to be kind of one of the pantheon. It's performed by groups all over the world. We hope you enjoy it. This is Hush, Somebody's Calling My Name.
Hush, hush, somebody's calling my name. Hush.
I'm so glad that trouble don't last long.
You're listening to a concert from Northwestern Michigan College in February 2020. This is Interlochen Public Radio's Classical IPR in Concert.
And now we'll turn it back to Pat.
When I first met Jeff in 2000, he was the choir director at Central High School, and met him and heard his work. And we went, and I know Flournoy and I went up to him and said, "Man, you'd be a really great band director." I don't know if he was insulted or not, but it was true. Within the music, I think that Jeff wrote this, was commissioned by the McBain Rural School District. Am I right, Jeff? Yes, McBain School District, for the dedication of their new performing arts facility. So the text is by Joel Vredenburg and the music composed by Jeff Kopp.
You're listening to Ensembles from Northwestern Michigan College on Interlochen Public Radio, this week's classical IPR in concert.
It's really unusual. It's really hard to find pieces for band and choir. More often you see something for strings and choir, orchestra and choir, but not for band and choir. In fact, one of these pieces that we're going to do, I was sitting at the American Bandmasters Association convention in someplace, Texas, and with a guy, and he was asking me, you know, what do you do? And I said, well, I'm retired from public schools, and I conduct a community band. And so at the time, we had just finished doing a concert together with the choir. And I said to the gentleman, I said, it's really hard to find pieces for band and choir that are really good. And he said, that's what I do. I said, who are you? And his name was Paul Noble. And so we, you know, Jeff and I, he told me right then and there the website I should go to look for his pieces. And he was taking all the John Rutter, you know the name, right? All the John Rutter pieces and rearranging them for band and choir instead of orchestra and choir or organ and choir. So we got a hold of him, and that's how we got some of this music. Jeff wrote, obviously, some of it. But we were able to grab some new pieces, and this is one of them, Moon by Night. It's really beautiful, and we hope you enjoy it. It has some more contemporary feel, some more contemporary harmonies, but absolutely gorgeous. So this is Moon by Night.
Thank you.
This is Interlochen Public Radio's Classical IPR in Concert. You're listening to a concert from Northwestern Michigan College in February 2020.
Pat already set up a little bit the next piece we'd love to share. This is an arrangement by John Rutter. John Rutter is one of the preeminent choral composers of our time. In fact, we just did his mass for the children earlier this year with the orchestra and the children's choir and our choirs. And he's got this really great set of African-American spirituals that he's written for choir and orchestra. And so this is one of those arrangements Pat was talking about where it's been set for concert band and choir. This is Joshua Fitt, The Battle of Jericho.
You're listening to Ensembles from Northwestern Michigan College on Interlochen Public Radio, this week's Classical IPR in Concert.
That's fun, wasn't it? Again, we really appreciate that you made the extra effort to be here tonight, even though your family members may not have spoken to you if you didn't come. But those of you who don't have family members on stage, we really appreciate you being here this evening. We know the roads are bad, and I want you to be very careful going home. But we're going to end the concert in a very unusual way. Usually it's, you know, end it with your biggest, loudest, send them out singing. And we're going to end this differently because I think it's important that we do. And we're going to end it with a piece that combines two beautiful hymns, Let There Be Peace on Earth, and I've Got Peace Like a River. Let There Be Peace on Earth was written by Jill Jackson Miller and Cy Miller in 1955. So it's really not that old. It's really not that old. Since it's a year after I was born, it's really not that old. It was initially written for and sung by the International Children's Choir in Long Beach, California. The song continues to be a theme for the Children's Choir to this day, in that very brief amount of time. Because all of the children in this choir represent a host of nations. They're nationalities from all over the world who sing in that choir. I've Got Peace Like a River is an old spiritual, and the combination of the two make a beautiful, beautiful way to end the concert tonight. So again, be very, very careful, and we hope that at some point, someday, sometime, there will be peace like a river. Let there be peace on earth.
Thank you.
You've been listening to a concert from Northwestern Michigan College in Traverse City, Michigan. It took place in early 2020. This has been Classical IPR in Concert on Interlochen Public Radio. This concert was engineered by Jonah Powell. Special thanks go to the director of the music department of Northwestern Michigan College, Jeffrey Cobb. Executive director of Interlochen Public Radio is Peter Payette. Classical IPR's music director is Amanda Sewell. And I'm Nancy Deneen. Thanks for tuning in.